His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, and delivers them. Beloved, do not let fear master you. Though fear shouts, faith whispers. Though fear trembles, love remains strong. The Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When your heart trembles, remember, you are held in the palm of his hand. He will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. A story: a man once carried a lantern in the night. The road was dark and the path uncertain. Yet with each step, the lantern lit only a few feet ahead. Still, it was enough. So it is with the Word of God. It does not reveal every turn at once, but it lights the next step, and that is enough. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Beloved, rest now in the presence of the Lord. Let his peace cover you. Let his Word dwell richly within you. For he is your shepherd, your healer, your comforter, and your everlasting hope. Amen. Beloved, come and rest in the presence of the Lord. Let every burden fall away. Hear his invitation, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Pause, take a breath. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Beloved, there is shelter in his presence. When storms rise, he is your refuge. When fear presses in, he is your fortress. The world may shake, but his word endures forever. Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Beloved, healing flows from the cross, not only forgiveness but restoration, not only pardon but peace. His wounds declare forever, you are loved, you are mine. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Section 1, Call to Stillness. Beloved, pause and hear the whisper of God. Be still and know that I am God. The nations may rage, storms may rise, but the Lord is unshaken. Breathe, rest. You are safe in His care. Section 2, Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forevermore. Section 3, Reflection on God's Care. Beloved, you are not forgotten. The Lord watches over you at every step. Your path is known to Him. Your sorrows are seen. Your prayers are heard. Rest in His faithfulness. Trust in His unfailing love. The one who keeps Israel also keeps you. Section 4, Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Section 5, Storytelling, The Lamp on the Hill. A village once sat in darkness, its people weary and afraid. But on a hill nearby, a lamp was lit. Though small, its light spread across the valley, guiding travelers, lifting hearts, giving hope. So it is with Christ. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Section 6, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Section 1, Stillness Before the Lord. Beloved, hear the invitation of God. Be still and know that I am God. The earth may shake, the nations may rage, but the Lord remains unshaken. Pause here, breathe, and rest in His unchanging presence. Section 2, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Section 3, Reflection on God's Mercy. Mercy is not weakness. Mercy is the strength of God, reaching down to lift the lowly. Mercy restores, mercy heals, mercy rewrites your story. Beloved, do not fear your brokenness. God is not ashamed of your wounds. He is the one who binds them up. Section 4, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Section 5, Storytelling, The Storm and the Anchor. A ship once sailed into a sudden storm. Winds howled, waves rose, and the vessel was tossed. The sailors panicked, yet the anchor held firm. Though unseen beneath the waters, it gripped the rock. So it is with Christ. He is the anchor for your soul. You may be battered by the storm, but you are not adrift. You are held fast by his strength. Section 6, Isaiah 41. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Section 7, Reflection on Fear. Fear is loud. Fear shouts with urgency, demanding your attention. But faith is steady. Faith speaks softly, reminding you of what is eternal. Beloved, choose faith over fear. Lift your eyes, for the Lord who made heaven and earth is your keeper. Section 8, John 14. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Section 9, Storytelling, The Shepherd and the Lost Sheep. A shepherd counted his flock one evening. 99 sheep were safe, but one was missing. He left the 99 in the fold and went out into the wilderness, through thorns, through rocks, through shadows. He searched until he found the one. He lifted it onto his shoulder and rejoiced more over that one than over the 99 who never strayed. So it is with you, beloved. When you were lost, he came for you, and he will not let you go. Section 10, Romans 5. But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Section 11, Reflection on Grace. Grace is more than pardon. Grace is power. It lifts you from despair and sets your feet on solid ground. Beloved, do not live under the shadow of condemnation, for there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Section 12, Closing Blessing. Beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Section 1, Invitation to Rest. Beloved, come and rest in the presence of the Lord. He has said, "Be still and know that I am God." Let the weight of your heart settle. Breathe deeply. You are safe in his care. God is not hurried. He is not harsh. He is gentle and faithful. He calls you by name and says, "You are mine." Section 2, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me, to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Section 3, Reflection on Light. Even in the valley, light shines. Even in the storm, peace can be found. Even in sorrow, joy waits to rise. Beloved, do not measure God's goodness by today's trouble. His mercies are new every morning. His faithfulness endures forever. Section 4, John 10. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Section 5, Storytelling, The Potter's Hands. Imagine clay in the hands of a potter. At first, it is shapeless. It resists, it wobbles, it threatens to collapse. But the potter does not abandon it. With patience and steady hands, he shapes, molds, and reforms. What seemed ruined becomes beautiful. So it is with you. God is shaping you in his hands. What felt broken is not wasted. He makes all things new. Section 6, Isaiah 40. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Section 7, Devotional Encouragement. Beloved, when you are weary, remember, the Lord is your strength. When you are broken, remember, the Lord is your healer. When you are afraid, remember, the Lord is your fortress. His grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in weakness. Section 8, Romans 8. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Section 9, Storytelling, The Lamp in Darkness. A traveler once entered a cave carrying a small lamp. The darkness was heavy and the air was still. At first, the lamp seemed too small, its glow swallowed by the shadows. But step by step, the light revealed the path. Each stone, each turn, each obstacle became clear. And though the cave was long, the lamp was enough. So it is with the Word of God. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Section 10, Matthew 11. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Section 11, Closing Meditation. Beloved, pause now. Let your heart be still. let your mind rest. You are loved by God. You are held by His hand. You are healed by His mercy. And you are restored by His Spirit. The Lord is your shepherd, your comforter, your healer, and your everlasting hope. Amen. Psalm 4, You have not passed me by. Be still. Let the noise fall away. Let the striving cease. You are not unseen. You are not unheard. You are not forgotten. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Near, not watching from a distance, not waiting for you to improve, not measuring whether you are worthy. Near to the broken, not the strong, not the whole, but the one who knows they are wounded and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Saves, not observes, not studies, not delays. Saves. I cried out to the Lord and He heard me. Psalm 34:4. I cried and you heard, not ignored, not delayed. Heard. You did not pass me by, not like the others, not like the moments that came and went, not like the voices that spoke and disappeared. You did not pass me by, even when I thought I had been overlooked, even when I believed nothing would change, even when I stopped expecting anything at all. You did not pass me by, because you were not measuring me. You were responding to me. You are near, not distant, not delayed, not withheld. You are near to me. Let your breathing slow. Let your thoughts settle. You are here, and He is here. Calling out in persistence, ask, and it will be given to you. Matthew 7:7. Ask, not once, not quietly, but with expectation. Seek, not casually, but as one who must find. Story. There was a man not on a road in Galilee, but in a room, quiet, dim, filled with the sound of machines. People came in and out. They spoke about him, but not to him. Numbers were discussed, charts were reviewed, decisions were made, and he lay there, listening, hearing his life reduced to probabilities and outcomes. Some spoke kindly. Some spoke carefully, but no one stopped to see him. He wanted to speak, but the words would not come. He wanted to ask, "Is there anything left for me?" But the room had already decided, and in that moment he understood something. This is what it is, to be passed by, not hated, not rejected, just unseen, but somewhere beneath the noise. Beneath the conclusions, beneath the quiet resignation, something in him stirred, a memory, a whisper, not from the room, but from somewhere deeper. Call. And though no one else heard it, he did, and in that place, where he had been silent, he began to call, the cray from the road. Many have walked past, many have heard my cry, and turned their heads. Some offered words, but did not stay. Some offered pity, but did not pray. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. Psalm 69:20. I know what it is to cry and not be answered, to reach and not be held, to speak and not be heard. I have known the silence. I have known the passing crowd. I have known the weight of being unseen. But you, the turning of Christ, but you did not pass me by. When Jesus heard it, he stopped. Mark 10:49, I cried out, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. The one who stopped still stops. The one who heard still hears. The one who healed still heals. Have mercy on me. They told me to be silent, but I cried louder, because mercy is not for the strong. Mercy is for the one who knows they need it. You hear the one who calls. You stop for the one who believes. So call to him now. Do not be silent. Call to him. Let your voice be heard. Jesus called him forward. Rise. He is calling you. If he calls, he will receive you. If he calls, he will answer you. He will heal you. I cast aside everything that held me back, every fear, every weight, every voice that tried to silence me. I came to you. The blind man cried out to the Lord Jesus for mercy. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou Son of David. Jesus had compassion on all who called to him. He healed them all. I came in my misery, and you did not turn away, because mercy meets the one who knows they need it. Christ encouraged the man who called out to him to hope that he should find mercy, for he stood still and commanded him to be called. But notice that an action was required of the man. He had to call out publicly, without fear or embarrassment. He had to call out boldly, expecting a response, not timidly, but in boldness and obedience. He had to do what Jesus told him to do, believing what is the source of his belief. Scripture, knowing the Father, seeing the works of the Father through his Son. Jesus, is it your will to heal? Yes. Is it the Father's will to restore? Yes, you call me to be made whole. He calls us to be healed spiritually and physically. But we must move in faith before his eyes and the eyes of the world. He calls you. He called, and I had to respond. I could not stay silent. I could not remain where I was. I called out openly, boldly, expecting you to answer. You stopped. You stopped. What does he ask of you? He asks you to seek him, to call, to spend time in his presence. Many believe that they must be strong before they can be heard. But mercy meets the one who knows they are not. Fear overcame me, not slowly, not in stages. It came as terror in the night, when the voices were gone, when the distractions had ended, when there was nothing left but what I had heard. It came without asking. It filled the room. It pressed on my chest. It spoke without words. This is real. This is happening. Fear said, this will not change. But something deeper answered, he hears. Fear said, this is the end. But truth answered, he has not passed you by. This will not change. And for a moment, I believed it. But even there, even in the night, even with fear pressing in, something remained. Lord, I believe, not perfectly, not completely, not without struggle. Help my unbelief. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. Mark 9:24. Your heavenly Father hears your cry. He will not hand you a stone. He hands you healing, restoration. You are his and he is your Father. In heaven, Jesus the Father's Son is your Redeemer. He has already paid the price in full, not only for your salvation, but also for your healing. He demonstrated his will and the Father's will by healing everyone who came to him because he had compassion on them. He did not reject your cry. He did not turn away from you when you cried out. Even if you had no words, he heard your groan. The Lord is near, near, not far from you, not watching from a distance, not observing your pain as something outside of him. He is near, close enough to hear what is not spoken, close enough to feel what cannot be explained, close enough to meet you, exactly where you are. He did not require perfection. He came to redeem imperfection. He received it. He answered it. He honored it. My words proceed out of my mouth and accomplish the things I sent it to do. It does not return unto me void, because even faith mixed with weakness is still faith. He came for the imperfect, not the perfect. The sick are the ones in the need he came for. It is you, and that is enough. It was sufficient. Not because you were strong, not because you are perfect, but because you are, he comes to me. Not because I was strong, not because I was worthy, not because I was loud, you stop, because you are merciful. Jesus stopped and called them. Matthew 20:32. You stopped, you turned, you saw me, you saw me, not the crowd, not the noise, not the moment. You saw me and you called me. Rise, he is calling you. If he calls, you will receive. If he calls, he will answer you. He will heal you. It is done. So rise, come to him. I cast aside everything that held me back. Every weight, every fear, every voice that said I should stay where I was and hide in the dark, I came to you. The question, personal encounter. What do you want me to do for you? You asked me. The blind man knew only one thing. I must ask Jesus to heal me. I do not care what other people think of me. I will ask publicly in the open, even if people ridicule me, or tell me to be silent, or tell me there is no hope, or tell me to be silent. I will not be silent. I will ask, and I know Jesus will hear me and heal me. So I speak the word out loud, Jesus, that I may be healed. I knew one thing. I must ask, I must call. I will not be silent, even if others do not understand. I will speak, Jesus, that I may be healed. Not as a stranger, not as a number, not as a burden. You asked me, as if I mattered. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. Psalm 139. When you know me, you know the pain I have not spoken. You know the wounds I have hidden. You know the fear I have carried. Call to me and I will answer you. Jeremiah 33:3. Speak, answer him. Even now, speak what you need. Speak what you long for. Speak what has been buried. He is listening. I declare over you, he did not pass you by. You are near. The Lord is near to all who call on him in truth. Psalm 145:18. You are near, not watching from afar, not waiting for another time. You are near now. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. You did not leave me. You did not pass me by. You did not turn away. Others passed, but you stayed. Others moved on, but you remained. You stopped. You stayed. You healed. This favor he received. His eyes were opened. Mark 10:52. What is the faith? Call out to Jesus to heal you, that is it. Confess it with your mouth. Out loud, speak what you are asking him to do. Let your words agree with what you are asking. Do not give your voice to fear. Give your voice to him. Speak it before God. Speak it before men. Do not let your voice be silenced. Speak boldly, as the one who called to you. I trust you. I trust your power. I trust your mercy. I come to you for healing. Healing of Scripture. By his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for our transgressions. By his stripes, his physical, mental, and spiritual agony. He who is without sin took our sin, our infirmities, our sickness, and our disease into himself to remove it from us, so I could be made whole. He carried pain. He removed my disease, unforgiveness, and sin from me and took it into himself. Story. The room is quiet. Too quiet. The voices are gone now. The doctors have left. The explanations, the words, the careful tone, all of it has faded. And now there is only the night, lying in the bed, staring into the darkness. The words come back, slowly, repeating themselves, not all at once, but in fragments. We found, it appears, we need to, and the mind tries to make sense of it, but cannot, because something deeper has already understood. Something has changed. The body feels different, even though nothing has moved. The future feels different, even though nothing has happened yet. And in that silence, there is a question, not spoken out loud, but present. What now? No crowd, no movement, no distraction. Just you, and a weight of what you have heard. And it is here, in this place, where many grow silent, where many stop asking, where many accept what has been spoken over them. But not all. There are those who, even here, even in the night, even in the quiet, choose to call. Not loudly, not for others, but from somewhere deeper. Jesus. And that call, even in the night, is heard. Restoration, identity. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Old things, disease, unforgiveness, the things of the fallen world, are not just repaired, not just improved, made new. Jesus tore the keys to sickness and death from Satan's neck. Jesus holds these keys now. He opens the locks Satan bound us with. He removes the chains. He then takes the very chains Satan bound us with and binds Satan with them. He binds the strong man and plunders his house and sets the captives free now and forever. Jesus removes the power of Satan and restores what the evil one tried to destroy. Closing beneath the cross. I am not calling from the road anymore. I am not reaching from the dust. I am beneath the cross. And I, if I am lifted up, will draw all people to myself. John 12:32. You have drawn me, not by force, but by love. Here beneath the cross, every wound meets its Redeemer. Every cry meets its answer. Every broken place meets restoration. You called my name. You did not pass me by. And I will never forget the sound of your voice. Return here again. Let this settle into you. Do not rush away. You are being restored. Story. The noise was still there. The crowd had not disappeared. The road had not changed. But something had shifted. In the middle of movement, in the middle of voices, in the middle of everything continuing as it always had, he stopped. Not slowly, not uncertainly, he stopped, and for a moment it was as if everything else no longer mattered. The crowd, the pressure, the urgency, all of it yielded to that one act. He stopped, because he heard not just a voice, but a call, not just words, but faith, and the one who had been invisible became the focus of the Son of God. Imagine it. The one whom crowds were pressing toward, turning for one voice. And everything in that moment says, you are not overlooked. You are not lost in the crowd. You are not just another case. He stops for you, even now, in the place where you are, in the night you have walked through, in the words you have heard. He is not distant. He is not delayed. He is not waiting for another time. He hears. And when he hears, he stops. Rest now. He is here. He has stopped for you. Story. The road was still there. The same dust. The same people. The same path stretching forward. But nothing was the same. Where there had been darkness, there was now sight. Where there had been waiting, there was now movement. Where there had been silence, there was now voice. He stood, not as he had been, not as the one who sat by the road, but as one who had been seen and answered. And the world that had passed him by was now something he could walk through, not as a victim, but as one restored. And there was a moment, quiet, almost unnoticed, where he realized, I am not the same. The voices that once defined him no longer held him. The place he once occupied no longer confined him. The identity he had carried had been left behind, and in its place something new, not just healing, but belonging, not just restoration, but relationship. He did not return to the place he had been. He followed step by step, not because he had to, but because he had seen. And once you have seen, you cannot go back. And this is what it is, to not be passed by, ending, resting in the one who stopped. And now there is nothing left to prove, nothing left to strive for, nothing left to force. You have been seen. You have been heard. You have not been passed by. The one who stopped has not moved on. The one who called you has not turned away. The one who heard your voice still hears you now. You are not returning to the place you were. You are resting in the place where you were met. Let your body be still. Let your breathing slow. Let the weight you have carried fall away. You do not carry this alone. You are not unseen. You are not unheard. You are not forgotten. He stopped for you. Remain here. Do not rush away. Return to this place again. Let this truth settle into you day after day until it becomes what you know. Rest now. He is here, and he has not passed you by. When Jesus heard it, he stopped. Not slowed, not delayed. He stopped in the middle of movement, in the middle of urgency, in the middle of everything pressing forward. He stopped. Something interrupted the moment. Not the crowd, not the need around him, but a voice, a cry, a call, and that call reached him. Not just sound, but faith. Not just words, but expectation. Many were speaking, but one was calling. Many were present, but one was reaching, and when he heard, he stopped. This is who you are. You are not driven by the crowd. You are not pulled by urgency. You are not distracted by noise. You respond to the one who calls. And this is what it means that you have not passed me by, even when it felt like everything moved on, even when nothing seemed to change. Even when I believed I had been overlooked, you heard. And when you heard, you stopped. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. The one who stopped then still stops. The one who heard then still hears. The one who turned then still turns. You are not different now. You are not distant now. You are not unavailable now. You hear me. And when you hear, you stop and everything changes.
righteousness, e'en for his own name's sake. Within the paths of righteousness, e'en for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark vale, yet will I fear no ill. For thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. For thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. My table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with thy anoint, and my cup overflows. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. And in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be.
Behold the wounds in Jesus' hands, the mark upon his side. Then ponder whom he meant to save when on the cross he died. We cannot see the love of God which saves us from the fall. Yet know that Christ from wood and nails built mansions for us all. Behold the outstretched hands of Christ, our Lord who came to save, whose love and grace redeem our souls and lift us from the grave. Though we are bruised whene'er we stray, his guiding hands caress. He washes and anoints with oil, and in his arms we rest. Behold the wounds in Jesus' hands, look to your Lord and live. He yearns to bless you with his love and all your sins forgive. Oh, empty is the heart of man when it is filled with sin. Come, open wide your broken heart and let your Savior in. Behold his wounded hands and feet, come touch and see and feel the wounds and marks that you may know.
worship him and wash his feet with tears. Your Savior takes you in his arms and quiets all your fears. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate, and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well with my soul. The day when my faith shall be sight, the hands be rolled back like a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul.
Water, feed. lose my doubt and fear. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing.